This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, April 6th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Today, it's International Day of Sport for Development and Peace. Tomorrow, it will be World Health Day. Sport and play are considered human rights, but they can no longer be considered a luxury in any society. Sport, play, physical activity contribute to our human development, to healthy lifestyles, and they can contribute to our interacting with one another. That helps us gain respect and understanding for one another and takes us closer to a peaceful world. Churchill said, "Healthy citizens are the greatest asset a country can have." Here in Canada, we are generally a healthy nation. By being healthy, we're able to be productive citizens, reduce the burden on our healthcare system, and contribute to our economy. It's good news. We Canadians are living longer. But there's bad news. Illnesses still exist, and there are areas of concern we should be aware of. As of 2023, there were about 7.6 million people aged 65 and older here in Canada. This demographic is the fastest growing group in Canada, and it's expected to reach 11 million by 2043. Anyone listening today likely fits the Zoomer demographic and are 55 or older. No one wants to be a burden on their family or on society. Most of us realize the importance of maintaining our health so we don't become a burden. There are statistics that show how many of us have chronic illnesses. It's about 1 in 4. It's normal for most of us to want to live longer, healthy, and happy lives. Yet it seems we aren't willing to do what we need to do to make our life healthier. Without health, what does wealth matter? Studies show we Canadians are a physically inactive group with sedentary behaviors and obesity for not just seniors, but for our children and our youth here in Canada. Just 43.9% of our Canadian children and youth get the recommended 60 minutes of physical activity each day. We older adults are recommended to accumulate just 150 minutes of moderate to vigorous intensity aerobic physical activity each week, and most of us don't reach that. A recent study shows world obesity has grown fourfold since 1990. It's an epidemic in the world and here in Canada. And so there is diabetes and other chronic conditions that plague us. So what behaviors contribute to undermining our health? Smoking, physical inactivity, sedentary behavior, unhealthy eating, harmful use of alcohol, all do this. Our physical inactivity is a public health concern. We can decide that we want to live healthier longer, and we can make changes. We can take control of our life, of our health. We can work toward being as healthy as we can. We can watch our weight, perhaps put only healthy foods in our refrigerators and cupboards, and limit our unhealthy treats. We can take multiple vitamin supplements. We can drink water and stay hydrated and avoid sugary beverages. We can be more physically active, walk or take up a sport that appeals to us. There are lots of options open to us, and they're doable. All we have to do is to choose to live well and be the best we can. We can reduce our screen time, we can get enough good sleep, and we can even have an occasional alcoholic drink. On this day that celebrates sport, we can lay the groundwork for our future happiness and health. Let's adopt a healthy attitude and embrace positive, fun activities. We can set a healthy lifestyle example for our family and friends and the children and youth that we know. We can't enjoy life when we're not in good health. So let's invest in ourselves. Let's make time to shop for good, nutritious food. Make time to play and be active. Let's move away from negative indulgences. We must recognize the challenges we face and then opt to address what we can as best we can. And then we'll be progressing. We'll be moving towards a healthy lifestyle. Any progress is better than none. When we take a positive action and maintain and build our health, we'll reap the benefits. No matter how old we are, no matter our present weight or our lack of activity, we can take control of our body. We can grow stronger and build our health, and we can start right now. It's all simple, and it's a matter of making baby steps and taking action. Today, the From a Woman's Perspective team will share their knowledge and experience with anyone willing to take charge of their life and make informed decisions. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl and Dr. Vivian Brown and Christine, the health coach. We'll speak about relationships with Cupid Linda Miller, hearing with Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, get smart realty solutions from Sharon Parenteau, talk accessibility with Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. I'll be your wardrobe doctor, and after one important message about organ donation, we'll speak with Ron Fox of GlidePath Portfolio Services and hear how GlidePath works with financial planners to help us fund the things in life that matter most to us. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Ron Fox, CEO and co-founder of GlidePath Portfolio Services, joins us to further explain financial planning and investment management. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's so nice to be back with you.
It's nice to have you. And what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I thought we'd stay true to the wonderful theme that you have again this morning, Marilyn, with World Health Day and the International Day of Sport for Development and Peace. I thought, you know what? One of the things that we do at GlidePath Portfolio Services, in addition to helping clients make their retirement funds and income last to serve their needs and what's most important to them, which is different for everybody. Many of our clients have surplus. So the concept of, you know what, we know we're good. We have enough money to support us. Now we're, it's almost like another Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You know, how can we help others with what has been important to us in our life? How can we give back to those organizations or the, you know, whether it be one charity or another? But in particular, I thought I'd bring attention to the many wonderful sports charities supporting Canadians. And there's a whole number of different themes and different sports, different, you know, underprivileged children and in different areas and these wonderful programs that really benefit so much from those who can give and have been fortunate. So it's one of the most joyful things of my profession is to help clients give back. And yes, that does tie into what we do as investment managers, in that what I've mentioned a couple weeks ago was you can have a donor-advised fund. It's like an account that you actually make the charitable donation, and it's managed within the charity like an investment, but like your own investment account. So you can donate to it, get the tax credit for your tax planning, which you work with your financial planner and tax advisors to determine, okay, you know, this year we have some surplus we can give into the charitable investment account. And you don't have to you donate that money right away. You can let it grow over time like any other investment account. So you can, you know, benefit from the money inside that donor-advised charitable investment account. Benefit from it compounding from either interest or compound returns so that you have more money to give over time. And what the programs do that organize all this so that you don't have to be organizing a bunch of different charities. Like there's one company called Charitable Impact that has it's Canada's largest leading donor advised fund. And they work with us as the investment advisors and managers to have the client come in, pick their charities, add money to their accounts, give some of that money to the gala that they're going, you know, to in the next month, or you know, supporting the local children's sporting activity charity, or any other charity, cancer research, and you name it, that is of interest to them. And is important to them. So I just thought it would be a great opportunity to mention to the audience that this is available. Not only is it tax planning, but it's a real benefit for you and the beneficiaries of your excess funds that you can use to help them feel great about it yourself. And, you know, also if you're an entrepreneur in a local business, you know, supporting local charities is a great way to market yourself and your services, get your name out there as well. You know, help others, help yourself by helping others. And and it's just a wonderful program all around. So I thought I'd you mention that to the audience again and say, hey, if anybody would like to talk to us about this by all means, give me a call and we'd be happy to help.
So basically, you're saying that this charitable impact fund is a method for us to save tax dollars for ourselves and do a good deed for others. And you mentioned compound interest. Is there such a thing in this world? I haven't heard that word since I was in arithmetic in class in maybe grade 8.
Oh, yes. It's what were they, one of the wonders of the world? yeah, so compound interest or compound returns, you know, the money that's invested in your charitable impact account and charitable investment account, if you don't release it right away for a donation, it grows. So you could have more money to give over time, you know, and if you're making this part of your financial plan, you know, and strategy, if you know you have surplus and you'd like to give a little bit back, then this brings us into your whole financial management plan. And you plan each year to give a little bit to, or however much you want to that account, a little bit or a lot, and watch that grow over time so you can give more over time.
It's a great strategy. As I understand it, GlidePath Portfolio Services works hand in hand with financial planners so that they maximize the dollars they're investing for their clients. And we listening, if our financial planner doesn't know about charitable impact or other things that you, Ron Fox, and GlidePath Portfolio Services knows about, you're willing to talk about this and educate us so that we can move forward. Is that the idea?
Oh, yes, absolutely, Marilyn. It'd be my honor and privilege to do so.
So if someone wants to reach you and just have a chat, is that possible?
Yes, I'd love it. I love it when people call in from the show, and it's great to get to know some of the audience. So by all means, my number is 647-499-6561. I'm at extension 101. If you do get my voicemail, please leave me a message, and I'll get back to you promptly. And, alternatively, if you'd like to email us or email me, you can reach me at Zoomer. So that's Zoomer at myglidepath.com. So myglidepath.com.
So sport, play, physical activity contribute to our human development. I'll repeat it again because it brings people together. We learn to respect one another, learn about one another, understand each other better, and it helps to make a peaceful world. And while we're doing that, we can invest in a charitable impact fund, save tax dollars, make more dollars, and create this great circle that make a better world. It's an interesting phenomena, and I think Ron Fox can explain it if you're interested in learning more. His number, 647-499-6561, extension 101. I'll repeat that, 647-499-6561, extension 101. Zoomer at myguidepath.com for email. And you can just go onto the big website. There's a link from marylins.ca to myguidepath.com. You can't go wrong when you learn how to do good things and you win by saving and getting money as well. It's a great circle, Ron, and thanks for pointing that out. It's wonderful that we can give back to our communities and save tax dollars at the same time. Thanks again.
Oh, my pleasure, Marilyn, and thank you so much.
I look forward to speaking to you and learning more from you next time.
Okay, I look forward to that too.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing. The best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. This week I'm going to talk about some things that can affect our digestion. So when we think of the gut, it's actually filled with trillions of beneficial bacteria, and that's known as the microbiome. And it's really important for supporting our immune system and our metabolism. But there's many factors that can lead to the imbalance of this good gut bacteria. And the first one is a diet in high sugar, in a lot of sugar, for example. So studies show that consuming high amounts of sugar and processed foods can actually lessen the amount of good bacteria in the gut, and that can actually lead to increased inflammation. Now, sometimes patients will come in and they've had to use antibiotics, for example, because they had a bacterial infection, but certainly studies have shown that even short doses of antibiotics can have a profound negative effect on the gut diversity, because so that can have a long-standing impact on our health as well. And alcohol consumption, for example, has been shown to increase inflammation and even increase the presence of what we call the bad bacteria in the gut. So certainly, those kinds of things can really have an impact on our health. And the last point is the lack of sleep that many of us, unfortunately, are subject to, because sleep is a crucial ingredient for our overall health. And studies have found that there's an association between irregular sleep patterns and harmful bacteria in the gut. Certainly, many of my patients will ask me about enzymes, for example. Can that really help with our digestion? And there's certainly different enzymes that we have in our stomach that help break down carbohydrates. They help break down lactose. That's the natural sugar in dairy products. And even there's enzymes that we naturally produce to help digest fats. And supplemental enzymes may be helpful for patients, but I really recommend they really discuss it with a naturopathic doctor to see which type of enzyme might be best for them. When the body lacks digestive enzymes, for example, it doesn't release naturally these enzymes, we can get things like stomach cramping, bloating, diarrhea, and even unexplained weight loss. But Certainly, many of my patients will come in. We might do food sensitivity testing to see what their food intolerances are and see if that's certainly the culprit. But and we do blood testing to identify those kinds of things. In the meantime, if patients have any questions, they have some digestive issues, they want to have some food testing, they can certainly give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Whether it's for a digestive issue or another health issue, if you want to get to the root of the problem and deal with it naturally, Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, will offer you a complimentary consultation, no obligation, either by phone or in person. So take down the number, ask your questions, and get your answers. 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now, to explain more about how we each can hear our best, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto joins us now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. I love today's topic of conversation. Our health and our time are our most valuable assets. All of us, however, are guilty of squandering our health and our time on things that are usually less important. We are often given sound advice on being healthier or using our time better, but we usually revert to less productive behaviors. We do this because we've gotten used to things, and change is always going to be the more difficult path. Now, I recently met one of the listeners. Her name is Tanya. Tanya has been hearing me speak on the radio for several years and has been told many times by Marilyn to come and meet with me. Tanya has a long-standing hearing loss, and I would say her hearing loss has been well documented over the last 10 to 15 years. But based on the advice of her ear, nose, and throat specialist, she felt there was nothing that could be done for her. I would argue that this advice that she was given was misleading and potentially detrimental to Tanya if you consider how much effort she has had to put forwards towards listening and hearing well over the last 10 to 15 years. I believe that if someone feels like they are having difficulty hearing well, it should be a priority to have their hearing checked and at least have a trial with hearing aids. This way, you can decide based on experience rather than the advice of someone who doesn't live your life. Tanya has a high-frequency hearing loss, which is one of the most common hearing losses, and, more recently, a full-time ringing in her ears, which is called tinnitus. Tanya has been entirely focused on her tinnitus and has been searching for an answer for several years to deal with this problem. The problem is that tinnitus is a symptom of something greater. That is, her fundamental hearing loss. Tanya doesn't hear well in the primary frequencies of speech. Even her last trial with hearing aids was a complete failure because she was exclusively focused on her tinnitus. When Tanya and I met, we had a long conversation about what she was going through. It became very clear that her focus was on the wrong thing. Tanya needed a plan on how to eventually deal with her tinnitus, but we needed to treat her hearing loss first. Tanya now knows that to get to the destination that she wants, she needs to go through a long journey first, and there are no shortcuts along the way. Tanya now understands what needs to happen, and we have a set course together to get to her desired destination. She is committed to doing something difficult, but she understands that she will benefit, and she knows that there's someone who is going to be helping her along the way.
Well, that's what you do, Edmund. Anyone I've ever sent to you has called me and thanked me because you listen, you take care, and you treat people like family. Anyone who has any hearing problems, World Health Day is a great day to start talking about your ears and hearing well as well. Edmund, your phone number if someone wants to talk to you?
Phone number is 416 416- 754-4327.
One call will get you started. Information can't hurt you. Explore the possibilities, and perhaps you'll find that hearing well is possible for you. 416-754-4327. Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source, Centres of Toronto. Thanks, Edmund, and we'll talk again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Ready to meet someone new? Not sure how to meet the right person? From a Woman's Perspective has its very own Cupid to help anyone ready to meet their special someone. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. So it's looking like a little bit like spring out there. And it's funny, I was speaking to a woman this week who'd been a client years ago with us, and she'd actually met her husband through the service. And unfortunately, he passed away a few years back, and she's been kind of dabbling in online dating. And she said, you know, I just had forgotten how terrible it was. And so she said, I need to come back to you. I need to meet somebody, and I don't want to do this nonsense online. And she said, I'm just wondering if it's a good time of year to join, because she had just got a hip replacement. And she said, you know, I'm just starting to feel like I can drive and get around and whatnot. And she said, normally I'm somebody who's in very good shape, and, you know, I walk every day and I go to the gym, and but I'm just gradually getting back on my feet that way. So I said to her, you know, this is spring is actually a very busy time. We are to some extent affected by the seasons. So fall, spring, if I had to pick a busy time, and when people sort of beginning and end of the summer is very busy as well. So one of the things I'm noticing right now is we're getting a lot of our snowbirds back. So people who just got back from Florida, and they're like, okay, well, you know, it's time I really put some effort into meeting someone and give Linda a call. So it is a good time of year to join. We do tend to be very busy right now. Certainly if you're in the seniors age category, it's a nice time to join. You get a chance to get to know somebody before next fall rolls around and you decide to go south. You'll have somebody to go south with. So it's always a good time to start thinking about it early.
Well, being fit, having a tan, and looking for a new relationship, finding that right person is what you're all about. So if anyone listening doesn't want to deal with the nonsense online, Cupid exists. Her name is Linda Miller, Misty River Introductions. She'll listen to you and determine what you need. And then if she has that, she'll take you on board and help you find the right person. Linda, what number is the best one to reach you at?
So our 1-877-334-9041 will work from anywhere in the province. And if you're calling from Toronto, you can call at 416-777-6302. Our website, Misty River Intros, is also a wealth of information. I write a dating blog. There's a lot of videos on there. And you can certainly book yourself a free consultation on there as well, so we can make sure that we have what you're looking for in big enough numbers that it's worth your while coming on board. So that's mistyriverintros.com.
Now is a good time to start meeting people and find the right person. Do that with the help of our Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Her 800 number, toll free, 1-877-334-9041. Thank you, Linda, and I look forward to hearing a happy story from you next week.
Thanks very much, Marilyn. Take care.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Hi there, Marilyn. Happy spring. I wanted to talk today about sunlight. We get so many mixed messages. Is the sun good for us? Is it bad for us? It increases our risk of skin cancer, but don't we need some? And the answer is all of the above. We do need some sun exposure because it does give us some health benefits. And those health benefits can happen in as little as 10 to 15 minutes of sun exposure. What the sun does is it boosts our mood. And so there is a disease that is seasonal affective disorder, or a condition where with lack of sunlight, you get decreased levels of serotonin and people get depressed. And so we know that serotonin is a neurotransmitter in the brain and the hypothalamus. And what we know is that sunlight helps this function better. And so, yes, we use artificial light sometimes in the fall and winter when there's not a lot of sunlight. But when it's spring and summer, a little bit of sunlight will help your mood. Sunlight also increases vitamin D production, and we know that sunlight is really important. It's the primary way that most people get vitamin D. And so what it does, in fact, is it helps the skin produce the vitamin D properly. And we know, for example, in a disease like multiple sclerosis, having low levels of vitamin D is not healthy. So yes, get some sun, and if you're not getting sun, you want to take vitamin D. Some of the newer research has looked at sunlight helping to prevent nearsightedness. And we know that children who spend more time outside are less likely to be nearsighted. So it can help your vision. And finally, we know that sunlight helps you sleep by having a regulated internal clock, which is known as circadian rhythm. It helps dictate our behavior based on the time of day, when to be up, when to fall asleep, when to eat. And light is one of the important driving forces behind this circadian clock. That's why we tell you to shut off all the lights when you're in your room and to shut off all the electronics. So sunlight is important for you. I would suggest that you wear a number 30 sunblock or a big hat when you're outside. You don't want to be outside during the worst part of the day, which is between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. when the UV radiation may be at its highest. But yes, we should all be outside, let our kids play outside, and get some sun.
Well, every time you speak, I learn something, and I thought I knew it all. Anyway, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Useful Advice in Clear Language, drvivianbrown.com is a website to visit if you want to learn more. But the book is a bestseller across Canada. It's on Amazon. It will be at your local bookstore. They'll even order it in. And if you want signed copies, you're welcome to call me and order directly from me, 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. You can't go wrong when you use it as a guide. Thank you, Dr. Brown. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now, our downsizing realtor, Sharon Parenteau, joins us with her Smart Realty Solutions. Good morning, Sharon, and what do you have for us today?
Good morning, Marilyn. Today, I would like to share information on a topic that's been on my heart for a while now, seniors and hoarding. Virtually every older adult I know would admit to having more stuff than they need or want. If you've been listening to me over the last few months, you know that I call clutter the enemy that holds seniors in homes that no longer serve their health, financial, or lifestyle needs. People don't downsize when they should because they don't know how to deal with the surplus stuff. It's with a bit of exaggeration that I say their clutter is holding them hostage. But for some seniors, this isn't hyperbole, but a sad statement of fact. Their clutter has passed safe levels and they are trapped by their hoarding tendencies. So when does clutter become indicative of a larger issue? How do you know when you or someone else is a hoarder? Let's begin by understanding hoarding. Hoarding is a compulsive disorder. It's irrational. It's often accompanied by great anxiety or distress or defensiveness when confronted. Hoarding can be categorized according to severity based on the impact on health and safety. But most importantly, hoarding can be helped with treatment by trained professionals. So how do you identify a hoarder? Well, ask yourself some of these questions. Do you sometimes or often feel like your desire to hold on to things is beyond your control? You'd like to get rid of it, but you simply can't. Number two, do you hang on to things that other people would consider garbage? Things like empty food packages, takeout containers, or old newspapers. Does your physical environment fill you with shame or despair? Do you find yourself becoming socially isolated and less likely to leave home? Number four, has your home become a safety concern due to narrowed passageways, rodent infestation, fire, or fall hazards? And finally, has someone else expressed concern for your well-being due to your hoarding tendencies? Answering yes to any of these questions doesn't automatically mean you're a hoarder. That's for a professional to diagnose. But it does mean that your clutter is becoming problematic, and locating help now will guard against the situation becoming more serious. At SmartRealtySolution.com, we have compiled a list of help for hoarders. These service providers include psychologists who work with hoarders, specialty cleaning companies, professional organizers, and hoarding support groups, all of which let you see that you're not alone. And if you're the person worried about a possible hoarder, let me share some important tips in dealing with that person. First, remember that they are much more than just their challenges. There's a full adult person who needs compassion and assistance, not condemnation. Second, understand that simply getting rid of stuff isn't a choice they can make at this present time. Number three, you're probably not equipped to deal with this situation. Hoarding is a complex psychological issue that won't respond to reasoning, threatening, or nagging. Number four, hoarding in seniors can be exacerbated by cognitive decline associated with aging. Conditions like dementia or Alzheimer's disease can diminish decision-making ability and impair judgment. And finally, when the hoarder is ready to make a change, realize that it will be a gradual process that will require patience, practical support, and empathy. As you know, Marilyn, I'm a realtor, not a professional organizer or psychologist. But in my real estate business, I run across homes of hoarders and have developed a network of companies I work with and can refer to. Please visit our website, smartrealtysolution.com, to request your copy of Help for Hoarders. Like everything we create at Smart Realty Solutions, it's free of cost or obligation.
Sharon, I'm going to put the publications that you give out on the website, marilyns.ca, and I recommend anyone listening who wants to deal with decluttering and hoarding, which is a compulsive disorder, as you described, then you can hear that Sharon isn't just a realtor wanting to take your name on the dotted line and sell your home. She wants to walk you through it from start to sold. So to have a conversation and get started, give her a call. Her number, 416-460-5636. That's 416-460-5636. There is a solution to every problem, and it's always more helpful when you deal with experts. Sharon is that person for any aspect of downsizing and moving. Sharon, thank you for sharing that information. It's valuable to know what hoarding is and how to deal with it, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thanks so much, Marilyn, for the opportunity.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past, a dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. On this day of sport for development and peace, and in preparation for World Health Day, it's important to remember that each sport requires the right gear and attire. Each of us can choose whatever activity we enjoy to do, and then it's important to actually get out there and do it. Even when we opt for simple walking, we need to make sure we're dressed appropriately. Comfortable walking shoes that support our feet are a must. Also, it's preferable to choose clothing that allows your sweat to be wicked away from your body. That way, you'll be able to be cool or warm, depending on the temperature you're in. When selecting your clothes for your activities, it makes sense to set some parameters and to build the right activewear wardrobe. That way, you can be totally comfortable and not have to think about what you're wearing while you're doing. Sweat wicking is important, so think breathable fabrics, cotton, linen, rayon, and also stylish athletic wear and man-made fiber will work. In hot weather, lighter colored clothing that reflects light will be cooler than dark clothes that absorb light. Also, pay attention to the style of your activewear clothing. In hot summer, loose, breathable clothes will move and be airy and offer natural ventilation. Items can be layered so they can be shed or added as your personal comfort thermostat requires. Make certain your clothes give you the range of motion you need for the activity you're doing. They'll enhance your game when you're totally comfortable and you can concentrate 100% on your activity. While considering what you'll need for your chosen healthy activity, do consider your own health and the health of our planet. By sticking to lighter colored clothing, you'll be cooler in hot environments. Also, you'll be avoiding the chemicals that make dark color clothes dark. Those chemicals can potentially lead to your respiratory distress and even renal failure. So definitely wash all dark items before you wear them. While you shop, keep your eyes open for clothes and fabrics that will keep you comfortable and healthy and also protect our planet. Don't hesitate to enjoy clothes made from recycled or organic cotton or wool or hemp or linen. Don't shy away from rayons such as Tencel, Lyocell, or Modal. And you can enjoy bamboo too. These fabrics, styled to suit your body and your activity and the environment you're in, will serve your life and reinforce whatever healthy activity you decide to pursue. So as Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor, I suggest you do take advantage of your life. Do what you can to be engaged in healthy activities. Dress appropriately so that you're safe and comfortable while you're at those activities. World Health Day is your opportunity to get moving and add active wear to your wardrobe. That way, you'll keep moving, you'll look good, you'll feel great. And just as a personal tip, if you want help selecting clothes or some advice, know that I'm here for you. I'm Marilyn Weston, and I'll be your wardrobe doctor. All it takes is one call to 416-504-6777. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and you'll continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
We are all beings of meaning and community.
We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Lack of exercise is worse than prolonged sitting. Sitting is harmful for non-exercisers at any age. Older people who move around live longer than those who are consistently sedentary. And sedentary older people who become more active live longer than those who remain sedentary. The more time people sat, the more likely they were to have a big belly, a sign of high blood sugar levels, high blood pressure, high HbA1c blood test, which is a measure of high blood sugar, have high CRP blood test, a measure of inflammation in the body, have higher blood sugar levels, heart disease, diabetes, be a smoker, and be overweight. Exercise helps to prevent harm from prolonged sitting. To protect yourself from the health consequences of sitting for long periods, try to spend more time moving around. Exercise in your favorite activities and work to increase the intensity of some of your exercises. A review of 16 studies covering more than a million people showed that prolonged sitting during working, commuting, or leisure time is associated with increased risk for premature death, and that risk was eliminated completely by 60 to 75 minutes of daily moderate to vigorous physical activity and was reduced by exercising just 25 minutes per day. So call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, to register for my one-week complimentary group training and keep yourself moving and from this terrible prolonged sitting.
Well, I don't sit because Christine helps me work out each and every day except Sunday, and I'm better for it. So, Christine, thank you for the offer. I hope listeners today do take you up on a complimentary week to see how wonderful exercise can be with Christine, the health coach. 416-809-4084. One call will get you started. 416-809-4084. Thanks, Christina. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us. So good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. Since we are speaking about International Day of Sport and World Health Day, after a nice long outing of playing sports or exercising, wouldn't it be nice to come home to a nice new renovated bathroom? Over the next few months, Greater Toronto Accessibility has many projects that include removing a bathtub and replacing it with a new walk-in shower. The reason my clients are doing this is because they want to age in place and remain safe in their home for as long as possible. As time goes on, it may become more difficult for you to get in and out of your bathtub, and if it does, this is a sign that you must take action and be proactive to avoid an avoidable fall. Barrier-free curbless showers are becoming more and more popular as they are shown a majority of the time now on HGTV when renovating your shower. We can take an old or outdated bathroom and turn it into your dream bathroom in just a matter of weeks. From dual-function shower controls that allow high pressure of water while you bathe to heated floors so your feet can feel warm and toasty during the winter months, we got you covered. With over 13 years of experience, we are passionate about what we do, and if anyone is listening and is looking to get their bathroom renovated, please call us to book an assessment. And again, we have something called the Total Bathroom Check. So I actually come to your home, take a look at your bathroom, come up with a design, and show you pictures of some of our previous work, and give you an idea of how much it's going to cost, so you have an idea of what can be done in your home. So if you are interested in this, you can please call me at 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. $6,409 for a total bathroom check. And how much does this plan and costing and time cost us?
Thank you for that. That's a great question. It's $69.95 for the assessment and the little package that you get detailing what I spoke about. So the pictures, the pricing, and the design.
So basically, a total bathroom check gives us an outline and a path forward. And $69.95 is our cost, and we have prices, and we know exactly where we're going. Am I right?
That's exactly right, Marilyn.
And what about a show special, Daniel?
For sure. So if anyone is interested in getting their bathroom renovated and wants this total bathroom check, I will be giving away for free for the first three callers this week.
So instead of $69.95, your first three callers to 647-206-6409 can have a total bathroom check for free. And you'll get a chance to meet Daniel and deal with someone who does it once and does it right. Daniel, thank you for sharing the idea of a walk-in shower and a barrier-free bathroom and making this total bathroom check available because it gives everyone a plan to move forward. Thanks again.
My pleasure. Thanks, Marilyn.
Take down the number, 647-206-6409. Call, ask your questions, get your answers, and find a path that's best for you. Thanks again, Daniel.
Thank you.
On this International Day of Sports for Development and Peace, and in preparation of tomorrow's World Health Day, we can examine and determine what will be best for us to do to reach and maintain our optimum health. 1 in 4 Canadians are living with obesity. It's associated with many complications such as increased mortality and other health conditions like diabetes, arthritis, cancer, and mental health conditions. So let's make our health a priority. If our weight is a problem, let's address it with diet and exercise and set realistic goals and move towards them slowly. It's our duty to keep our body healthy. Our health is our most precious asset. Seneca said it well. Health is the soul that animates all the enjoyments of life which fade and are tasteless without it. We can take charge of our health and do the best we can to address what is within our control beyond our genetics, and we can move slowly in a positive direction. We can benefit from our actions to be healthier. We don't have to do it all at once. We need not be perfect, but we need to take action to make a real effort and create the change we need to live a healthier, longer, and happier life. It's something we each owe to ourselves. We need to care for our health and reap the benefits. A healthy lifestyle is within our grasp. All we need to do is step into the sunshine, exercise, drink water, eat healthy, nutritious food, keep moving, and get a good night's rest. When we do, we'll have a healthy lifestyle. Consider what Francis Bacon said. A healthy body is a guest chamber for the soul. A sick body is a prison. Who wants to be in jail? Each of us have our life to live. Let's opt to live it as best we can, despite our genes or whatever challenges come our way. After all, as Gandhi said, it's health that is the real wealth, not gold and silver. So let's invest in our health and be as healthy as we can, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Let's carry our weight and do our best not to be a burden. It's time now to say goodbye and thank you for today. Thank you to all the healthcare workers, service providers, and caregivers. Thank you to Duncan, Ian, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very, very special thank you to you for joining us this week. Please know all the From a Woman's Perspective team is here for anyone who wishes to take charge of their life. We'll gladly answer any questions and share our knowledge and experience and expertise. Our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Just look under the heading On Radio. And you're always welcome to call me directly at Marilyn Weston, 416-504-6777. Much of what ails us can be prevented. It's in our power to prioritize our well-being in the journey that is our life. We can make healthy choices. We can live a healthier life and experience the joy of living life to its full. Bye for now, until we speak again, from a woman's perspective, next Saturday morning at 8, right here on Zoomer Radio. Take care and do the best you can to be as well as you can.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.